It's the California Update from KRCB Radio. I'm Mark Prell. The California Supreme Court says same-sex marriage opponents can appeal a federal court ruling that overturned the state's gay marriage ban. The U.S. Court of Appeals asked for the clarification when Governor Jerry Brown and other state officials refused to defend it. Ben Adler has more.
Proposition 8 supporters cheered and opponents weren't thrilled. But the justices made it clear their ruling has nothing to do with same-sex marriage. Here's what Chief Justice Tani Kantil Sakaue wrote in the court's unanimous ruling. The resolution of this procedural question does not turn on the substance of the particular initiative measure at issue, but rather on the purpose and integrity of the initiative process itself. UC Irvine professor Rick Hassan specializes in election law. He says the opposite ruling would have undermined the California initiative process.
That would essentially give the executive branch a veto over initiatives that were challenged in court because the executive branch could simply decline to defend those which it didn't like.
So far, there's no date set for Prop 8 arguments in the Court of Appeals. At the state capitol, I'm Ben Adler.
The state of California has settled a federal lawsuit brought by disability and senior advocates, and the settlement will provide a lifeline for adult day health care centers. Disability Rights California attorney Alyssa Gershon says ADHC centers that would have closed under the state budget will stay open under a new program.
It's frankly a little hard to believe. This has been really quite a long saga, and we're very, very relieved and happy that this will resolve all of these issues and protect this program that we've been maintaining for over 2 years as such a vital part of our long-term care system.
The California Department of Health Care Services says it expects roughly half of the state's 35,000 medically fragile seniors to qualify for the new program. The anticipated savings will be $56 million less than the projected current budget. Find state and other local stories at northbay.org.